I've got a feel-good story for you. And this could be you. Insert picture of you here. That's what I'm saying to you this morning. It's lots of things to make you blue, lots of things to get you down. And by the way, there is more light each day now. Spring is coming. It's around the corner. And I saw a story that was very sunny. I saw a story in the Toronto Sun on the weekend that I said, hey, I've got to meet this guy. I love this story. This is one of those things that you can do for yourself. And you know you have your New Year's resolution deal and you've already broken them all. But there's a gentleman that you're going to meet right now that focused and committed to his goal and got it. And you may not be Paul Bigley. You may be just you, but you could be a piece, a part of a big Bigley dream. Joining us is Paul Bigley and his trainer, Chris St. John. This 51-year-old dude decided to fight the flab, and he turned himself into a stud muffin in 1 year's time. That's right. Bounce quarters off of his pecs. A man of bulging veins and huge trapezoids. A man who knows no fear, who can do underwear ads tomorrow. He now changes in a phone booth. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a bird, it's a plane. It's Paul Bigley. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Andrew, that's a hell of an intro. What can I say?
Hey. God bless you. Chris St. John, you are the master builder here.
Good morning, Andrew.
Henrik Ibsen would be proud. Never mind my literary illusions. Paul, talk to me. Okay, you look in the mirror and you say, like I do every morning a year ago, speak to me, Buddha. Right? You go, is that a man in the mirror or is that a monkey with saggy breasts? And then you say, I'm going to change this, damn it. I am going to get my soul back together, own my man card, and get more testosterone. So you went into the gym, you busted your bones. Give me the story, Paul.
Well, what could I say? I think you pretty much laid it out. I was sitting there as a 51-year-old fat guy. And, I went into one evening there. I went into the bedroom around a year ago. And my wife said to me, hey, I think we better turn the lights off. And I think, hey, you know what? We're going to have to do something about this.
Get that paper bag on.
And that's pretty much how we got started. Absolutely, all your listeners out there, if you set yourself some goals, you find yourself a really, really good, qualified, professional bodybuilder coach, and you hit the gym every morning, and, it can be done. It's just, follow the regiment, follow your dream, and it can be done, guys.
Now, Chris, I'm going to turn to you, the trainer, the master builder, the architect of the Bigley body. Paul is 51. He's in the best shape of his life. It's never too late, right?
Never too late. Never too late. Absolutely not. Just like Paul said, you put your mind to something, and you set a goal, and you get somebody to map it out for you, and away you go. And it's absolutely never too late.
Now, never mind the sort of natural body erosion that occurs. Most of our erosion is induced by our behavior. Most of our erosion is, self-willed. You can fight back, correct, Paul?
Well, absolutely. What you got to do is you got to stay away from the beer and the wings at the local fill station. It's just something you got to do. And, when you make the commitment to do that, things just fall in line. But, absolutely, it becomes not even a physical transformation. It really does become a psychological transformation. And it becomes a character test. And when you get started and when you actually are into this, things just start to fall into place. You get yourself a routine. And like I said, guys, it can be done. Just get in there and get started one step at a time.
Chris St. John, trainer, Paul Bigley transformed his body at age 51 from Flabmeister to Schwarzenegger in 1 year. Now, you brought something. And I was reviewing the piece last night before I went to sleep, preparing for this day. I read it on the weekend, the Toronto Sun cover story on you. But I thought about this last night, and I wanted to talk to the folks this morning about it. One of the most interesting things about your bodily transformation, Paul Bigley, is the principle and the dynamic of how you talk to yourself, the how you get along with yourself. You know, if you have to get along with yourself first before you can get along truly with other people. And you have to get along with yourself in order to really make serious change in your life. Do you want to talk about that? Excuse me, Chris.
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting. You brought up a point there a minute ago talking about, you know, changing behaviors and things. And people will try to change their body by changing their body. And you're, you know, you hit right on it. You don't change your body by changing your body. You change your body by changing your behaviors and, you know, your habitual patterns that you have daily. And just like Paul said, it's we were just talking about this before we got on the call, and I remember the first time that Paul called me, and he said to me, I'm a 51-year-old fat guy. And I said, you know what? I said, I'd prefer if you not call yourself a 51-year-old fat guy. I'd prefer if you refer to yourself and who it is that you want to become. Because it's more mental than anything. It's really about the relationship with yourself, the way you treat yourself, the way you talk to yourself. You know, if you're going to turn around and call yourself a 51-year-old fat guy all day long, you're not going to be very motivated to want to even get up, never mind get into
now,
the gym.
Now, whether you're a mom or you're a dad or what your level of responsibilities are at work or whatever, why don't we talk to ourselves properly? Why don't we treat ourselves better? Why don't we have a better relationship with ourselves, Chris? What's wrong with us?
Well, I think as human beings, I mean, I work as a relationship coach as well. And I think, you know, you've probably heard this before, where you focus is where your energy goes is what flows. It's what grows. And I think for some reason, it seems to be like a natural pattern for human beings to focus on. There's very few of us that really focus on what we want rather than what we don't want. And the more it becomes a pattern, and the more we focus on the things that we don't want, the more we get of what we don't want.
Right.
Once we start changing that mental attitude and bringing some things into our lives, usually that requires action to happen first. Because, you know, the quickest way to feel strong is to get into your body, whether that be a walk outside. It could be, you know, 5 or 10 push-ups, and all of a sudden, man, your perspective changes, and you feel different about things, and you're looking at things through another lens. And that's what it's really about. It's about this personal journey, transformation within yourself. And
well,
I think Paul can touch on that, you know, even more than I can.
Do you want to talk about how you transformed your thinking, Paul? Before you have to change your mind before you change your body. How'd you do that?
Well, I think the first thing was, you know, when I met Chris, I went into his office, and he had a picture hanging above his desk, and it was a picture of this professional bodybuilder, and the guy looked absolutely fantastic. And I said to Chris, "Who's that?" And he said, "That's you in a year's time." And I think when you get a chance to visualize that, you start to believe it, and that was certainly a big step. But don't let Chris underestimate some things here. When you're in the gym, like he's talking about doing 5 or 10 push-ups initially, it might be 5 or 10 push-ups initially, but boy, after about 3 or 4 months, you know, we're sitting here bench pressing school buses. So, you know, don't think this is just a psychological journey, because I'm telling you, when you got a guy like Chris, training you, it's quite the it's quite taxing, and you have to make sure that you're prepared to do this.
But it's both. That's why one of the problems, too, I have so many friends that listen to me coming in, and, you know, they spend about an hour and something on the road each day, each way. And they get home, and they're tired, and their kids are asking, and they don't get a chance to even go out for a walk for themselves. And it's so important that whatever you do, that you make some time for yourself so that you can be better for everybody else that needs you. And you end up being more successful in everything if you just carve out some time for yourself. And this applies to athletes, too. And the best athletes, of course, as we know, have their heads together the best. Mm-hmm. And it was Jeremy Roenick who said to me, it was Doug Wilson that changed his life by changing his mind.
Right.
And we all know the blatant truism of mind-body connection. But we can't emphasize enough that if you have a good relationship with yourself, and you do something to change your state, even forcing yourself to smile actually makes yourself feel better.
Absolutely.
Just by smiling, your body, your mind will follow your body.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. You nailed it.
So you've got to, first of all, want to change your body and then make some small, which is a mental thing, and then make small changes with your body that further changes your mind. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, well put, Andrew. I mean, that's, you know, you've hit it right on the nail. But just remember, if you're going to do something this extreme, that you do need to give things up, and you need to give things up of value. And a lot of people try to work out or try to go to the gym, and they try to, you know, squeeze it into their day. But really and truly, if you're going to do something like this, you need to give something up of value. And it might be time, it might be an opportunity cost at work. You know, it could be a small amount of time with your family. It could be, you know, maybe overtime at work or this sort of thing. But you do have to give something up in order to get something in return. So that could just doesn't come free.